Your 8-year-old leaves toys scattered across the living room.
Again.
You ask her to clean up.
She looks at you and asks, "Why should I?"
It's a simple question that cuts to the heart of parenting. How do we raise children who don't just follow rules, but genuinely understand that their choices matter?
The answer isn't found in stricter punishments or more elaborate reward charts. It lies in teaching something far more fundamental, responsibility.
Not responsibility as a burden, but as a gift that transforms children from passive rule followers into active architects of their own character.
This isn't about training obedient robots.
It's about raising human beings who understand they're responsible to someone for something, and that this dual connection gives their lives meaning and direction.
Responsibility develops like a building, floor by floor.
You can't construct the penthouse before laying the foundation.
Children first learn responsibility as obedience to parents. Then comes stewardship to God. Next, self-discipline emerges. Finally, service to others crowns the structure. Each level supports the next.
A child who never learned to obey parents will struggle to feel accountable to anyone else, including themselves.
Four variables shape how this architecture takes form in each family.
First, every child responds differently. What motivates one may discourage another.
Second, children rise or fall to meet genuine expectations, not the ones we voice but secretly doubt.
Third, modeling matters more than lecturing. Children absorb what we do, not what we say.
Fourth, consistency proves maddeningly difficult, but absolutely essential.
Rather than teaching random lessons when problems arise, treat responsibility as a systematic curriculum.
One powerful approach: dedicate each month to a specific responsibility, progressing from simpler concepts for younger children to complex ones for preteens.
After 12 months, restart the cycle with your now older children, deepening their understanding.
This cumulative approach builds permanent habits that extend far beyond the teaching period, creating a foundation that strengthens with each repetition.
Responsibility always connects to someone for something. Children's first responsibility subject is their parents, starting with obedience, then possessions, then family work. Without learning obedience, other forms of responsibility remain locked doors. Consider Lucy, whose constant power struggles ended when her parents established clear family laws with natural consequences. Two keys unlocked her transformation. She obeyed rules rather than people, reducing personal conflicts, and she understood parent-child responsibilities for situations without specific rules. Effective methods include storytelling about jungle and family laws, helping even small children grasp cause and effect. Role-playing shows children that parents answer to God for their welfare. Family councils, where children help design rules, give them ownership. One powerful technique, trigger words. When parents say, "please," children learn this signals a non-negotiable request, requiring immediate compliance with "yes, mommy," or "yes, daddy." This clarity provides security. Children thrive in homes with clear authority, not confusion, where everything is negotiable.
For possessions, try the gunny bag approach, a monster-faced laundry bag that eats toys left out of place. Items eaten twice disappear forever. Combine this with ownership tags, in-place markers, and simplification by reducing quantity. When children earn money for their possessions rather than receiving endless gifts, they develop genuine care. 10-year-old Allison argued that housework was mom's job, seeing herself as a guest rather than a contributing family member. Through a family council, the Petersons established three principles. Everyone shares home responsibility, parents shoulder the largest portion due to other commitments, and monthly meetings determine job assignments without complaints.
Work provides fundamental satisfaction, yet many parents struggle to teach it. Model enjoyment,
whistle while you work, hold family meetings showing children the full scope of household labor, share ancestor stories connecting children to their heritage of hard work. Occasionally, take the day off from all household work to demonstrate how quickly a home deteriorates without everyone's contributions, creating visceral understanding that lectures never achieve. The pegboard system emerged from a simple observation. Children were more motivated by the tactile satisfaction of placing pegs in holes than by eventual rewards. Each child receives a personalized wooden board with four holes, representing daily responsibilities: morning routine, practice time, daily job, evening routine. Pegs must be in place before dinner. The immediate physical satisfaction of completion and the clear daily reset prevent overwhelming accumulation. Teaching work responsibility requires first demonstrating proper technique, then encouraging children to set their own standards. Older children should maintain household duties despite busy schedules. Life won't pause for their convenience later. When fathers cheerfully participate in chores, they inspire children while breaking harmful gender stereotypes. The message becomes clear: work isn't punishment, it's participation in something larger than ourselves.
We are stewards, not owners, of God's gifts: our bodies, talents, the earth, even our children. Parenting becomes sacred responsibility, temporarily guiding His children who arrived without memory and with only mortal parents as mentors. When 7-year-old Jason throws Ottles over a fence, causing a flat tire, his parents guide him through acknowledging wrongdoing, paying for repairs from his savings, and seeking forgiveness. Jason learns that fixing problems proves harder than creating them. This repentance process, rather than punishment, develops genuine responsibility. Connect family rules to divine commandments through bathroom chats, one-on-one meetings where children identify their own behavioral issues, developing accountability through regular self-examination. Children must recognize responsibility for God-given gifts. The best things are free because they're divine: the sky, our bodies, unique talents. 9-year-old Mark abandoned his artistic talent when peers mocked it, while his brother Tommy seemed untalented until his parents recognized less obvious gifts: exceptional ability with young children and remarkable perseverance. Every child possesses divine gifts. Our responsibility is helping them recognize, develop, and value these sacred endowments.
When James feared monsters after a movie, his mother transformed anxiety into a teaching moment about prayer and the Holy Ghost's calming presence. This divine influence inspires virtue, kindness, goodness, and invigorates all faculties, making children more teachable and responsible, demonstrating increased empathy and better decision-making. 3 daily timeframes strengthen this influence. Mornings set the spiritual tone from soft speaking, family prayer, and scripture study. Dinners become sacred space, where each member shares their day's most interesting experience. Sundays offer opportunities through goal setting, ancestor stories, and mindful sacrament preparation. Use relatable teaching methods: primary songs for young children, metaphorical teachings for older ones. Show them the painting of Christ knocking: we have to open the door. Create journals for recording spiritual impressions. Consider frequent priesthood blessings, not just for emergencies, but for academic challenges and important decisions. Between ages 8 to 12, children need self-discipline to control their directions and destinies. True responsibility requires both loving oneself, self-esteem, and fearing one's weaknesses. This balance between confidence and humility creates optimal growth. Mario's parents taught him about 2 decision types: those with predetermined right answers from God, like attending church, and those requiring personal revelation, like choosing careers. The first should be decided in advance, the second made prayerfully when needed. Randy the raindrop refused to fall from his cloud, choosing comfort over purpose. His absence meant a rose didn't bloom vibrantly, diminishing a wedding bouquet's beauty. The lesson: our efforts always impact others, positively when we give our best, negatively when we settle. Displaying a sign reading "Good, the enemy of best," to spark children's curiosity about their true potential.
The highest self-discipline involves reaching beyond what we believe possible. Use storytelling like Jason and the Circus Money, Earning and Saving, or Betsy's Goal, Making Friends After Moving. For young children, use puppet shows and question-based discussions. For older children, provide individual reinforcement during Sunday sessions, encourage prayer for guidance, and allow natural consequences, the inoculation principle, building immunity through controlled exposures. Predictable routines help children develop discipline and security. Regular meal times, prayer times, and prioritizing responsibilities before leisure creates good habits. Parents modeling self-improvement, setting goals, sometimes failing, trying again, demonstrates that reaching for your best is lifelong. President David O. McKay said, "Sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap an eternal destiny." Create appropriate challenges, managing homework independently, saving for desired items, completing responsibilities without reminders.
When 8-year-old Judith joined the adult team, everything transformed. Assigned specific responsibilities with younger siblings, helping with bedtime routines and homework, she developed confidence and leadership while giving parents much-needed support. Around age 8, children naturally desire more meaningful family roles through supervised babysitting, teaching siblings, and contributing to family planning. Try the 2-deep buddy system, where older children take responsibility for younger ones in public. 8 to 12-year-olds make surprisingly effective teachers, often preparing lessons with enthusiasm and thoroughness. When responsibility evolves into service, it becomes Christ-like, transforming from obedience into love. The most beautiful forms of give and take occur when one takes responsibility to give. Love, testimony, and faith work against natural law. We have more to give as we give more away. When Alice discovered her friend Heather lived in poverty, she gave her a doll, coat, boots, and other necessities as anonymous Christmas gifts. Alice experienced profound joy from her generosity, joy that no amount of receiving could match. Create a family flag with your motto. Institute weekly secret service traditions where children plan anonymous good deeds. When discussing future careers, ask, "What could you do to help people in that job?" This shifts thinking from status toward contribution.
The path you choose, joy, responsibility, or charity, isn't really a choice at all. Responsibility is the bridge making the others possible. This is your legacy, not the house or money you leave them, but the responsibility you helped them embrace. Start today. Start small. Because the child who learns responsibility doesn't just become successful, they become someone who makes success possible for others.